Governor Sarah Palin and the state itself have attracted the attention of the media worldwide since Palin was selected a month ago as McCain's running mate. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander takes a look at some of the calls coming into the Capitol.
Sometimes it's hard to get Juneau Representative Beth Gurtula on the telephone. I called her the other day to ask a non-Palin question. You know, looking for some local news.
When you first called, I had just hung up with a national reporter, and I was complaining bitterly about dealing with another person, you know, that just doesn't know anything about Alaska.
The Democrat says she's been inundated with phone calls and inquiries about Palin from the national and international press.
Des Moines Register, Le Monde, New York Times, the Boston Globe, USA Today, LA Times, so you could see it's pretty much across the board. And, oh, Newsweek a number of times.
She recently had a lengthy interview with a reporter from the French newspaper Le Monde.
It's been a lot of energy and effort to explain all kinds of things, some as easy as, you know, where's Wasilla, and some as complicated as, what does the new oil tax do?
Gurtula sums it up as part of her job as House Minority Leader, but it is taking an inordinate amount of time.
I figure my job is to be as honest and straightforward as I can be without trying to be too political. I mean, I just want to give straight facts, straight information. I don't have an axe to grind. I do want people to know about Alaska, and I want them to know what's happened and what we see. And then if they want, I'm happy to give my opinion.
Juneau Senator Kim Elton is not so free with his opinions. His office also has been flooded with calls from the national media, as well as Texas, Oklahoma, and Washington state newspapers.
A lot of it is, well, you've been working with the governor for 20, 21, 22 months. What are your impressions of her leadership style? Have you been in meetings with the governor where her husband was? Just all kinds of questions are being asked. I'm just careful not to answer them.
That's because the former news reporter and editor is chairman of the bipartisan legislative council that's looking into why Governor Palin fired Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan.
I don't want people trying to parse my remarks as either pro or anti-governor. I just want to kind of remain aside from that debate because it politicizes the legislative process that we're now in.
The investigation began in July but was catapulted into the national spotlight when Palin accepted the nomination. Now it's called Troopergate and even has its own Wikipedia website. Senate Judiciary Chairman Hollis French has found himself in the limelight a little too much. He admits he could have kept what he calls tighter counsel on his word since the national press came knocking, and he's getting hundreds of emails from citizens across the country.
It's certainly not as intense as it was in the first days, but, you know, almost every day there's four or five inquiries about what's happening, four or five requests for interviews. I've been declining them mostly. It just seems like it's better to take a step back and let the report come out when it comes out and let people draw their own conclusions regarding what's in it.
Special investigator Stephen Branchflower's report on the investigation is expected October 10th. French says one reporter even asked if his national media organization could get an advanced copy of that report. Of course, no is the answer. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.